Curry into three defenders. Iguodala. It's a three by Andre Iguodala. Barnes three. It's Barnes who's getting tangled up with Harden. Shot clock is down to four. Barnes, got it! This is Barnes by Ariza. And that doesn't happen. He was looking for help and it was nowhere to be found. They'll have 30 games left after the All-Star break. A great find. That was Barnes. Beverly Harden the triple. Late close by Iguodala. Drive, Harden got it. What a silky smooth move by James Harden. And ring him up for 37.
The fans here rising to their feet, Kevin, as this streak is going to continue at Oracle.
They go to 42. Barnes three.
Well, that went about as we expected it would. The final rankings are in, too, and it's not a surprise who's number one. No, it's not Chris Christie. Let's do this. So what are the odds Wednesday on the Blitz?
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday?
Bold enough to improve on a 4,700-year-old tradition. Are you?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jongy Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And however you get in touch with us, whether you text or tweet or whatever you do, smoke signals, you know, carrier pigeon, send a raven, put odds on it, because it's What Are the Odds Wednesday. What are the odds you're going to have to carry me a little more than usual today?
It might be a bad day for that, man. By the way, it's What Are the Odds Wednesday, brought to you by Deep South Barrels. I'm not having the best start to this day. I don't know how today's going to go. This might be a total disaster.
Yeah?
Yeah, I almost died on the way here.
Really?
Galleria guy just decided he was going to move on over into my lane. And what's funny is I almost rode my motorcycle today. If I would have rode my motorcycle, I wouldn't be here right now, Fred.
Well, that would suck.
And then I afterwards, I was like, man, I should have just let that dude smash me and, you know, get some new tires or something out of the deal, right?
Yeah.
But
no, you don't want to get smashed, trust me.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right.
That's been an ordeal ever since it happened. So not just from dealing with all the insurance stuff, but, you know, being beat up is no fun either. You know, at least when you get beat up, it's because somebody punched you in the face. And
oh, that makes it better?
You were in a... Yeah. Well, you knew going in that you might get punched in the face.
That's
when
true.
I was driving home, I didn't know I was going to get my face smashed into a windshield. So I'm glad that you did not get hit.
Well, thanks, Fred.
That's it, though?
That's it.
Okay.
I'm just not feeling it today. Then you come in and it's... I want to bitch to you about my day. And you come in and you're like, oh, man, I don't feel good today.
Great. I ate something bad yesterday because I've been struggling.
Was it made of alcohol?
No, it was not.
Okay.
But because there's nothing bad about that.
Right.
Unless you're John Granato. But no, it was, I just, something I ate yesterday disagrees with me because I've been struggling all day.
Well, what'd you eat?
Man, I don't even remember what it was leftovers. So it's probably something that was in the refrigerator too long.
Damn wife.
Yeah. She might be trying to poison me.
Maybe so.
I wouldn't blame her. And, yeah, you know, a lot more room in the bed if I die, so
yeah,
there is that, and there's insurance money. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, almost getting hit by idiot driver in Houston is kind of an everyday occurrence.
It really is.
I'm surprised that between the two of us, we've had two accidents? Well, three, because you had the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Then you hit a guy, and so in
it never ends.
In 6 years, Jong, have you been hit yet?
Yeah. Look what happened to Jong's head today.
No, yes, I've been hit.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And this
so,
was a couple of years ago.
All right, so four of us.
It was on, I was on my way home, and I was at the light. It was on Shepherd and I-10, and I was in the it was one of those where the furthest two left lanes can turn right. Yeah. And I had the option to turn left and go straight, and then there was a car, the lane next to me decided to go straight, and I took a left.
Oh boy.
And smashed my car up.
I hate that.
And he was like, what are you doing? I go, dude, look at the sign. I can turn here. And he goes, oh.
What are you doing, Dickweed?
And he was from out of town. And
oh.
I called the cops. And obviously, you know, the cops won't get there unless it's an emergency. And it was one of those where no one got hurt. So they didn't show up until an hour and a half after.
Wow.
And it was like at 11 at night. So that was wonderful.
Mm. I hate hearing that because...
We don't have to feel too bad for him. This was years ago.
Yeah,
but, this was years ago.
But Jong's over.
An hour and a half, you sober up in that time. I mean.
I also, someone almost ran me off the road the other day. I was in the far right lane, and this guy, I guess, forgot he needed to get into the right lane to exit and kind of veered me into the shoulder, and I drove past him, and he took that sharp exit. Drivers in Houston.
I noticed that a lot from people without a out-of-state plates that they don't know to when there's two turning lanes. And the other one that that stands out is they don't understand how to do the one-ways downtown. So, anyway. Yeah, and it's 5 degrees here in here on top of everything else.
I swear, John, we need to get a lock for the door or a lock on that thermostat because someone's turning it down to like 62 every day. And I think it's Michael Carroll. That's who I think it is.
No. His gets even colder than yours. It's probably usually because the building AC doesn't work very well, I don't think. And some of that powers the studios around here.
Okay. Well, tell everybody to stay out.
Like the guys that are over in the studio that we don't use anymore.
Yes.
Oh, they're just bleep out of luck.
So they're trying to be comfortable in there? Well, guess what? We weren't comfortable in there for years. Get used to it, pal. One day we'll be fired, and they can move into this studio.
Oh, well.
Time for that. For every day in here, it's freezing cold. It's a beautiful day outside. You walk in here, and it feels like it's Lambeau Field or something.
That's why I bring a jacket.
I guess I need to.
Because every day, it doesn't matter what it is outside, it's going to be 20 degrees in here. Which is the exact opposite of what it used to be when we were in the other studio where it was 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Because we didn't come in here and do that to the people who were in here at the time. We're considerate.
That's right. Yeah, right. I never came in here and adjusted this thermostat before I worked in this studio.
And I knew we could do it, too.
You don't go into other people's studios or offices or anything and adjust their temperature. You just don't do it.
It says 74 degrees up there. I'm not buying that.
Well, that's a lie.
It's an absolute lie. Yeah, it's an absolute lie. But I remember, though, when we used to be in the other studio, that thing would start on 74, but by the end of the show, it would be 85, 86, somewhere in there. Because they would turn the air conditioner off in the building, and so we'd leave this one off. So whoever's over there, just let them heat and burn, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, so your Rockets looked really good last night.
Oh yeah, actually, looked really good in the second and third quarter.
Actually, they kept it closer than I thought they would. There's that.
They covered 14.
Yeah,
that was good.
That's a victory, right?
Yeah, in a way. That's sad when you. They outscored the Warriors by 15 points in the second and third quarter, but they still lost by 13. So that tells you what the start and the end of the game looked like. It looked competitive for a while, but it's no surprise. We shouldn't even spend any time on that.
No.
The Rockets could have played their best game, and they lose to that team.
Well, everybody loses to that team in Oakland.
The reality is, they played about the same game. The only difference was a few turnovers for the Rockets. The Warriors had 7 extra shots and made all 7 of them, like compared to the Rockets. Like looking at the box score, they had 7 more attempts and 7 more makes. So, I mean, in a lot of the other stats, the peripheral stats are pretty even. It wasn't a terrible performance by the Rockets. It's just that's how much better the Warriors are.
And right back to 500.
Yep.
Where they've been most of the season. And, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. That they're now in the 8th spot of the playoffs by a half game over Portland. So it is going to get real interesting here over the next month if this team doesn't, put some kind of a winning streak together, which I don't see any indication they're going to. I mean, there's really nothing about this team.
Well, like I said, I think it's time to just throw this thing out the window. I mean.
Yeah, you think they will?
I still think that they're going to – I still think they'll move to White. I'll go 65-35.
Okay.
They're gonna move to White.
Since it is What Are the Odds Wednesday.
Yeah.
But, I think they almost have to. I mean, I don't think this team's going anywhere. If you can get a nice package for the guy, I think you do it. And I think you just hit the reset button and start trying again next year. Bring in some more players. You know, you're going to obviously have a new coach. It's not like that change worked out for you.
No.
So we shall see. Apparently, here's the one from 936. What are the odds? Granato talks crap for the next 3 weeks about craft beers. He was at it again today, apparently.
Let's just stop.
I'm glad that...
You know what this is like? This is like that John Clay Wolf. I mean, he's just talking to get us to talk about
his show. You know what this is? They only have one other bit. It's their golf bit. So right. Now they've got a second bit, and they're going to beat it into the ground.
Listen, I hope all of you listen to Granato and Raheel's show. Or was he doing it on Granato and Raheel or Granato and Salisbury?
I don't know.
Either, I hope you listen to all the shows on the station, but... I'm done talking.
By the way, where's my beer?
That's why they brought it up. Dell got you your beer. I have it. Okay,
thank you.
Dell brought you a beer?
What well, the car no, bar? Actually, my buddy Dustin got me one of the 13s.
Uh-huh.
And he's friends with Dell, so he gave it to Dell to give to me.
Gotcha.
And apparently...
And that's how it came up.
Yeah. But they'll have an excuse to do it tomorrow. It's just, like I said, they beat their bits to death. That's
their move.
Yeah, good for them.
Judy Dickinson, right?
Yeah.
Into the ground. Guys, Valentine's Day this weekend. It's only a couple days off now. And if you're tired of guessing wrong on what you want each Valentine's Day, the Valentine's pros at Pro Flowers are here to take the guesswork out of it. Truth is, you've got to have flowers on Valentine's Day. No matter what else you do, you have to have flowers on top of it. That's the one thing that's just a must. They've got a great deal for you guys right now. 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $29.99. I promise you won't go to a store this weekend and get 2 dozen roses for $29.99. Or you can be a hero and upgrade to long stem roses with a cherry red vase and chocolates for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com. Use our code Fred and AJ to get that deal.
And guys, Valentine's Day is Sunday, so you need to get this done now. Quit messing around. The Pro Flowers is quick, easy delivery for Valentine's Day is guaranteed. So you give them a call today. Or get on there today, and Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back. It's a no-brainer. Here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner, and type in Fred and AJ. That's proflowers.com, click on the microphone, and type in the code Fred and AJ. Valentine's Day is almost here, so order today. Time is running out.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. Django tweeted us a ABC 13 report that... one of the insurance companies ranked the best and worst drivers in the country. Allstate did. Of 200 ranked cities, you want to know where Houston ranked? For the one being the best and 200 being the worst?
Uh-huh.
170.
That's not great.
I honestly, that's too high. We have the worst drivers anywhere. We should be down there at 199, 198 ahead of... I don't know who would be ahead of. We should be 200. This city sucks for drivers.
It's not great.
No. But thank you for sharing that. God, now I got to go try to figure out who's lower than Houston on the worst drivers list.
I don't think any of the cities I've lived in are worse.
I'm not sure any of the cities I've been to are worse.
LA's pretty bad.
LA's bad, and when they have a wreck there, they have to shut down the entire freeway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess LA may be worse. Somebody says San Antonio is way worse. Not from my experiences there.
No. San Antonio is tough to get around sometimes, and there's construction. I don't think that has much to do with the drivers, necessarily.
Now, Dallas is a little weird because it's one of those places, if you miss your exit, it's going to take you 20 minutes to
get back.
But that's the setup. That's not the drivers.
Right.
Anyway, I'm sure cities like L.A. and New York and Chicago are on that list simply because they're hard to get around.
That's probably
true. Causes more accidents. But for this city, I mean, it's not that hard to get around this city either. It's pretty well designed.
Yeah.
People just can't drive. I'm gonna go with Houston's worse. I'm sorry. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Here's one for you that Tyler on Twitter. What are the odds Joe Flacco is better than Tony Romo? This is an argument at work.
I'd prefer Joe Flacco. I'm higher on Joe Flacco than most people, though, so I would expect there's probably more people who would say Tony Romo.
I would say game in, game out, I feel more comfortable with Tony Romo being able to win a game for me than I do Joe Flacco. So I guess I'd rather have Tony Romo. But I also think Flacco's a really good fit for where he is.
And Joe, I mean, let's also keep in mind that Joe Flacco is not blessed with a lot of elite weapons there in Baltimore.
No, but he had good players when they won the Super Bowl. I mean, they've had, you know, a really good running game.
But he's never had a guy like Dez Bryant.
No, but not many people do.
He's never had a guy like Jason Witten.
He's had pretty good, I mean, not Jason Witten level tight ends, but he's had some pretty good ones there. And he's had a lot. I think he's had more depth of weapons. He had Anquan Boldin. I mean, he's had some good players there. So, somebody brings up a really good point. Can't be the worst city if a car hasn't crashed into your studio.
That's true. Charlotte, North Carolina, probably worse.
I'm just guessing. The best part about reading that story, if you didn't see it, the Charlotte ESPN station got hit by a car. But where it's set up, I'm surprised that hasn't happened sooner.
Right.
It's at an intersection, and it's all glass.
Apparently, they joke. Trap. The operations manager was on the news, and he was like, yeah, we joke about it all the time. Like, we're surprised that this doesn't happen all the time, and now it did.
Well, that wants to know, can we get some dust in the wind for Carly and the fat man?
Yeah.
They're both out.
There they go.
We'll miss you, Chris Christie.
Not really. That dude's been out for months. Yeah.
About all he did was beat up on Marco Rubio.
Can we all just openly question what Ben Carson is still trying to pull off here?
Yeah, I really want to see this field get thinned a little
bit. They should have been down to three or four guys during these big debates. You know, after a while, it's pretty clear who has a chance and who doesn't. And, you know, Chris, I mean, the fact that Rand Paul was out before Chris Christie and Carly Fiorina and before
Ben Carson
and hell, even Jeb Bush, it's kind of laughable.
Jeb just keeps hanging around, though. He thinks he's going to make that big push.
No, he's not.
Let's grab a phone call. Trent, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I was wondering if what are the odds that Thomas Rawls will fill in the footsteps of Marshawn Lynch?
I mean, I think it's going to be difficult to replace Marshawn Lynch with what they've got on the roster. They've had some guys there that, you know, seem like maybe they could be admirable fill-ins, but I don't think that they have a guy on that roster who's going to, you know, be able to be the workhorse that Marshawn Lynch was. But at the same time, we talked about this, you know, the other day. I think maybe Seattle's offense is changing, and it's going to be less run heavy than it has been.
I think he'll be probably the main guy, but he's not going to be the Marshawn Lynch type of guy. Yeah. I don't know that there are that many of those left. I think you've got Adrian Peterson, you've got Todd Gurley, but even teams that have really good running backs that aren't at that level.
I mean, DeMarco Murray was like the third guy off the bench last year for Philly.
Yeah, so I pretty much trust that franchise to do okay when it comes to running backs. They'll find somebody else. They draft as well as anybody. They get guys who fit what they're doing. And you're right, I think they'll throw the ball more. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. A couple people have asked you guys watching the O.J. Simpson show on FX.
I haven't watched it yet. I've got it on DVR.
Yeah, I'm DVRing it. I'm planning to watch it.
So I watched The Martian last night.
What'd you think?
I thought it was pretty good.
I liked it.
It's better than Gravity, for sure. I mean, it wasn't... What's funny is, for the Golden Globes, it got nominated for Best Comedy. It won for Best Comedy. I didn't really think it was a comedy.
It was pretty funny, though.
But a comedy movie? You think that's a comedy?
No, I don't think it's a comedy first and foremost, but I wouldn't.
I mean, it had some funny parts. It was a well-rounded movie.
Yeah.
Still wasn't better than Sicario.
No. No, I'm not sure I've seen one that's better than that yet. I'm going to watch that Spielberg movie about the U2 thing. I'm probably going to watch that tonight. Okay. So I'll be able to say whether or not that's better. But it's almost 3 hours long, and I just haven't wanted to commit that much time to it yet. But we shall see. Let's try another phone call. Mike, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports.
There you go. Hey, listen, I wanted to weigh in on the Romo versus Flacco thing, and I'm on the Romo side. I just think Tony's a better quarterback top to bottom. And, you know, as far as Flacco's concerned, he had Torrey Smith, and he had some good receivers. And when they won the Super Bowl, I believe they had Shannon Sharpe, which is no slouch. So he has had some weapons around him, but I just think Romo's better top to bottom.
Okay.
I think you can make a pretty good case for either one of them.
Yeah.
It kind of depends on your preference. The one thing I like about Romo is I feel like that's a guy that if I need him to win the game, he's going to do it. And I think Flacco can do it. I just trust Romo a little more in those situations. But you know what? I'd take either one of those quarterbacks.
Shannon Sharpe was on the Trent Dilfer-led like that 2001.
Shannon Sharpe's 75 years old.
Yeah, retired 13 years ago.
Yeah, Joe Flacco never played with Shannon Sharpe.
Oh, boy. Let's try
it. I mean, again, if you're a Cowboys fan, you're probably going to say Tony Romo.
If
you're a Cowboys hater, you'll probably say Joe Flacco.
Actually, if you're a Cowboys fan, you might say Joe Flacco.
That's true. Depending on what day it is.
Yeah, that's just the cost of being the quarterback in Dallas. But
You know, Tony Romo has Novacek over there.
Oh yeah, you remember when he was throwing to
Jay Novacek?
Yeah. He had Michael Irvin for his Super Bowl. Oh,
wait. All right, let's try AJ. Or is that Al? Looks like AJ. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing sports, man.
My question is, Mark Jackson said back when he was with Golden State that Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson were the best shooters or would be the best shooters in NBA history, uh-huh. And he kind of got killed about it. So my question to you guys is, do you believe that they will go down as the best shooting backcourt that the NBA has ever seen? And I'll hang up a little.
It's the best I've seen. I know... You know, nobody likes to compare current guys, or no one feels comfortable comparing current guys to the greats of all time. I don't have a problem. I'm watching these guys week in and week out, and they're as good as I've ever seen.
Well, right now, the way Steph Curry is shooting the ball,
I've never seen someone shoot like him.
No.
And, like I said,
and it's not like Klay Thompson's pretty damn good,
did
too.
Did I tell you this stat the other day that Klay Thompson is shooting 60% from 28 feet and out? And the league average for 3 feet and in is 58%.
Yeah, and we brought up the stat that what Steph Curry shooting from that distance too is ridiculous.
I mean, he's a freak show.
Well,
if you don't think that guy's maybe you don't think he's the best shooter you've ever seen, but I certainly do.
I've never seen anyone over the last 2 years shoot the basketball the way he has. So you know whether that translates into the best ever. I guess it kind of does. I mean, a year and a half is a pretty good run. Yeah. And he was a good shooter before this, but he's just been amazing. When he won the MVP this year, he's been even better. So, I don't think that's ridiculous at all. And especially when you start tacking titles onto it, I think any backcourt is going to be hard-pressed to match up with these guys the way they shoot three-pointers. If we're just talking about pure shooting. But, we'll talk about some rankings when we come back. Your ESPN thing finally finished today.
Yeah.
And I'll just say it's interesting.
Okay.
It's very interesting how the top five wound up working out. All right, guys. You're going to hear a lot about Valentine's Day here because it's Sunday. It's only a few days away. Don't get caught without a gift. Send her the perfect gift this week. Give her the unexpected with decadent dip berries from Sherry's Berries and Flowers to really hit the mark. Now, what I did today was gave the Sherry's Berries to my wife, and she took them to work, and everybody loved them. How do I get these? Told her to tell them, hey, today only, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries And how about this? A dozen assorted roses for $39.99.
Whoa, doubling up.
Hell yeah, you get both of them. Two perfect gifts, all from one place.
Don't wait till the weekend, guys. Send them to her office today. While our coworkers will gush over the gift, you'll know you did Valentine's Day right. I had mine last night. My wife loved them. I loved them. My kids were fighting over them. They're dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, nuts. Roses from Pro Flowers are farm fresh and guaranteed to at least 7 full days. So you're getting the Pro Flowers and the Sherry's Berries in one fell swoop here just for $39.99. Here's the only way to get that great deal. Juicy, huge, freshly dipped strawberries, plus a dozen assorted roses for $39.99. Takes care of all your gift-giving needs in one move. Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Click on the microphone in the top right corner, type in Fred and AJ. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone, enter our code Fred and AJ. Order now. This offer expires at midnight.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. I'm giving myself about a 20% chance of making it through the show.
Oh, you're hurting that bad.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, throw up?
Yes.
Why don't you just throw up and, like, feel better?
I'm going to at some point. Maybe the next break. We'll see.
What's it? Is it more coming out the front or
yes,
out the back?
Yes, more the front.
That's good.
It's just I've been really, really nauseous.
What do you prefer?
I don't like either one of them. You know, I prefer the front, though.
Yeah.
Because you always instantly feel better right after you hurl, even if it's only for a few seconds.
That's true.
And the other one, you just kind of stay miserable. So
someone, it was Ryan talking about, that guy said, Romo's better top to bottom everywhere except that ring finger, huh?
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. If you're going to break a tie that way, that's a good way to do it.
Well, here's a couple things I'll say for Joe.
Better in the playoffs, for sure.
Yeah, Tony Romo's won two playoff games. Joe Flacco won two playoff games his first year.
Yeah.
2-4 for Romo in the playoffs, 10-5 for Flacco, including a ring. And here's another really big reason why I like Flacco necessarily, but why I'm hesitant on saying Romo's better than him. Romo's 5 years older than him and has played 5 more games. That guy can't stay healthy.
Well, but he also got started later than Flacco.
Okay.
Flacco came right
he
in.
He had two years off.
Yeah.
But still, three more years, 5 more games.
That's and that's a big tiebreaker for me. Until this year, Flacco was as durable as they come.
Dude, he takes a beat.
Like I said, I'll take either guy, but yeah, I think it just depends on what your preference is. And certainly in the playoffs, I'd rather have Flacco. I'd rather have Flacco than Peyton Manning in the playoffs.
Me too.
Even good Peyton Manning.
I'm trying to think, but I mean, obviously Tom Brady, and you'd probably take Aaron Rodgers.
I'd probably take
the list really long of guys? Eli, maybe?
Ben.
Okay, there you go.
Take those guys.
I mean, there's not Joe Flacco's like an elite playoff quarterback.
Well, and that run to the Super Bowl was as good as we've seen from anybody.
He damn near won the thing by himself.
11 touchdowns, no picks. Couple of Twitter. What are the odds? From Roger. What are the odds? Puppy monkey baby is this Halloween's most popular costume.
I hope not. Like I said, we saw that thing. It's just gross.
Now I really want to throw up.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with zombie Bernie Sanders. So that would be my selection. Austin, better odds. Golden State loses at home this season or they break the Bulls record. That's a good one.
I mean,
I don't think they're going to lose at home.
I think it's a coin flip because I think they're going to go undefeated at home and I think they're going to break the record.
Although once they break the record, they might lose a game at home because they bench everybody at the end of the season, but they'll break the record before they,
if you break the record, don't you want to make the record where no one can break it again?
Yeah. But do you also want Steph Curry and Klay Thompson out there in an absolutely meaningless end of the season game when you've got the playoffs to worry about? 713-780-ESPN. Nick says, have an intern depube one of the toilets so I have a clean spot to puke. That's the thing. There's nothing you can do to those bathrooms to make them more disgusting. So me throwing up in there will probably clean them.
Yeah.
Let's try a phone call. Nick, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hello?
Hey, sports.
Yo, sports to you guys, too. First of all, DFW drivers are by far the worst. Second of all, what are the odds that Trump wins the GOP nominee? And third thing, what are the odds that King Hill from TCU wins the Heisman?
Okay, I wish people would not give three things. It's too much.
I'll start with the last one because that's, I would say less than 2% Kenny Hill wins the Heisman.
You mean Kenny Trill?
Yeah, Kenny Trill.
Okay, yeah, I'll go less than 2% as well. Then his second one was about Trump winning the, like talking about winning the nomination or the election?
I think you, what do you
nomination.
Say?
Oh.
Nomination, I'm going to say 45%.
I think that's about, and he seems to be polling about 40% in every state.
And as you see more and more fall off, I mean, let's face it, it's Trump, Cruz, and Rubio are the only ones with a legitimate chance to win that nomination. Can you see anybody else?
Not unless Kasich moves up quite a bit off
the
second.
That guy got a big bump because of where they were at.
Yeah.
That's not going to last. And I actually like that guy better than the other three for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to hang in there.
But I still have a sneaking suspicion just because he has so much money that Jeb Bush is going to wind up being a part of this. But keep in mind, the states that we've had here, like Iowa, the last two guys who've won that disappeared right away on the Republican side. It's states like, well, although apparently both Florida guys are trailing Trump in Florida.
Yeah.
But when you get to that SEC day with all the southern states, that's when you start seeing some of these guys make a big move. So I think it sucks that we have so many, but I'm not really ready to toss those guys yet. And what was the other one?
I forgot. See, that's why you don't ask three questions. Two max.
No, the other one was just the comment. He said Dallas Fort Worth drivers are the worst.
Okay. I'm going to disagree.
I mean, listen, if you're from Dallas Fort Worth, you probably think they're the worst. If you're from here, you probably think here's the worst.
Yeah. That's one Dallas Houston rivalry where
I wish they would win.
Exactly.
Yeah, listen, I've lived in a lot of cities, and Houston is the worst for me. It's the worst traffic city I've lived in. And like the major cities that I've lived in, Nashville, Austin, Albuquerque, it's the worst.
Although Austin's gotten a lot worse because it's gotten so crowded, I still think Houston's by far worse than Austin. But again, I don't think it's the drivers so much as it is the situation.
Right.
And that's, you know, with a lot of these cities that are just overcrowded for what they have, you're going to have accidents because there's too many people on the road.
Right.
I think you have accidents here because people suck. Here's one. What are the odds Patrick Kane becomes the first American to win the scoring title and the Blackhawks win the fourth cup in 7 years? Kane would have won it last year if he hadn't gotten hurt. So I think there's a good chance. I'm going to give him a 60% chance. I like that guy.
Yeah.
I wish he was on my fantasy team. Especially since I lost my damn wife.
Yeah, your wife and I are engaged in a battle.
Yeah, last week I had the second most points in the league and still lost. Don't like that woman. I've been on the couch ever since.
That's a hard time.
It is.
I think I'm trailing her by a point or two as of today.
Do me a favor and just beat her, please.
It's losing by 1 point exactly.
Because now I have to hear about her brilliant move she's made after her 0-5 start to win 10 in a row. So, I picked up this guy and I picked up this guy and... Yeah. So
cool story. Even if she beats me, I'll be 13-3. I'm still in first place comfortably.
Well, there's that, but I'll have to hear about how she knocked both of us off. So
tell her to do it in the playoffs when it counts.
Exactly. And you know, that we know how Canadian teams do in the playoffs, so
that's right.
Anyway.
No chance.
All right. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in on a What Are the Odds Wednesday here.
All right, guys, gonna tell you about Vermont Teddy Bear. Valentine's Day coming up around the corner, so this year give your Valentine a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and will last a lifetime. I said a lifetime. That's true, because all these bears are guaranteed for life. Send a Beargram from Vermont Teddy Bear. Beargrams include a classically designed 15-inch teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, a personalized card, and a gift box. They're taking care of everything for you. They range from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly. You can send a Beargram to just about anyone for any occasion. Check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com, including the Zombie Bear, the Beer My Valentine Bear, the Pizza My Heart Bear. They invite you to say I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. It's something they're always going to remember. Remember, Valentine's Day is Sunday. Don't blow this. Delivery's guaranteed, but you got to order soon. Visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR. Tell them AJ Hoffman from ESPN 97.5 sent you. That's VermontTeddyBear.com.
Hey, it's Owen Daniels, part of the Super Bowl 50 champion Denver Broncos. Keep on listening. Home of the Badgers, ESPN Radio 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. And our good buddies Craig Shelton and Jason Braddock with Hustletown coming on at 7 o'clock right after the show tonight. Zachary says, I'm a heavy haul truck driver and insane. Houston is by far the worst of all the cities ever. Well, truck drivers would know that, too, because they're going all over the place. 713-780-ESPN's your number. All right.
What are the odds Kevin Durant ends up with the Heat?
I don't really see that one. Of all the Kevin Durant rumors, I could see the Lakers. I think the Warriors thing is kind of silly.
I think so, too.
I could see him in Washington. I know he's talked about doing that, but I don't really see Miami.
What else do we got here? Oh, here's one. Diehard Cowboys fan, Flacco all day. Sold my season tickets because of Romo. Joe wins meaningful games, Romo won't. That's Timmy.
Yeah, well, I can see that.
Well, and then based on your description of Randy Moss yesterday, would you say Calvin Johnson was a second coming of Moss? They've got a lot of similarities. I think top-end speed, Randy Moss was better.
Not by much, so. I mean, when Johnson first came in the league, that was a 4-3 guy.
But I do think Calvin Johnson was a more versatile player. Calvin Johnson would go across the middle of the field. Randy Moss didn't do that, but Randy Moss never had to. Randy Moss had generally one route, and he was pretty good at it. But by the way, I heard Delotti talking in those updates about Lynn Swann saying Calvin Johnson's not a Hall of Famer. Let me tell you something, Lynn Swann. Calvin Johnson, three times the wide receiver Lynn Swann is.
Well, now he is, sure.
Was.
Yeah, no, I know what
dude wound saying. Up on a good team. Stop it with that, Lynn Swann.
Yeah, that team was incredibly talented. It's a different era, Lynn Swann, man. No salary cap.
If Lynn Swann played for the Lions, would he be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Not even close. If Calvin Johnson played the last 10 years for the Pittsburgh Steelers, would we be having a discussion about him?
No. You think we're going to be discussing Antonio Brown in 6 years?
Probably.
He'll probably, if his numbers wind up being what Calvin Johnson's are, another Super Bowl for them at some point, absolutely. It does make a difference. Sean asks, what are the odds the Knicks get Luke Walton as head coach and Tom Thibodeau as assistant head coach? I'd say percent zero because Thibodeau's going to get a head coaching job somewhere in the league.
Or maybe the Knicks.
Maybe the Knicks. Although I think the whole Pat Riley thing is, Phil Jackson thing is kind of weird because there's reports that he might go back to L.A. with Jenny and clear out her brother and everybody else over there. And then he'd probably try to hire Luke Walton in Los Angeles. It's very strange how he wants his kind of guy in there. I think that he'll try to get Luke Walton. A lot of people will. That's going to be one of the hottest names out there. And I'm sure the Lakers are going to look at him. I'm sure everybody is. The Rockets should be looking at him. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you won't get them both. Let's just put it that way.
How about this? AKA, in a fantasy world, is there a QB not in the top five that if they join the Texans, they could make the Super Bowl 51?
Not in the top five?
I mean, who's the top five, first of all?
Yeah. I just assume let's eliminate the guys who've won. Super Bowls. So, Brady, Roethlisberger, Brees,
Rogers.
Flacco, Rodgers, Russell, Wilson.
Now you're getting outside the top five.
Yeah, so that's what we're talking about. Okay, so I guess it...
I mean, if Cam Newton was here, you don't think the Texans would be contending?
Yes, they would. He's outside the top five. Well, what about Tony Romo, since that's a name we met? A healthy Tony Romo.
Healthy Tony Romo, maybe.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I think, yeah. So guys outside the top five could definitely have this team contending.
You
got to be – I mean, you're talking about guys that –
that you're never going to get.
Andrew Luck and Cam Newton, you could make arguments, are better than some of those guys who have won Super Bowls at this point. You know,
true.
Like, would you rather have Andrew Luck or Drew Brees going forward? It's not even a discussion.
No.
So – I mean, you could say outside the top five.
Well, I'd probably rather have, honestly, Andrew Luck over Tom Brady at this stage of their careers.
Yeah.
Because how many years does Brady have left?
I'd probably rather have, if Andrew Luck comes back healthy, and I mean, I think this year is going to be big for him, but I think I'd rather have Andrew Luck over any quarterback in the league for the rest of his career, like from this day forward.
Because of his age?
Yeah, because of his age.
Okay, so what about a guy like Eli?
But well, if Flacco's in the conversation, shouldn't Eli?
Well, if we're going to put Eli as he is now on the Texans, or Phillip Rivers as he is now on the Texans, are they a Super Bowl contender?
That's tough.
I kind of think they might be.
Eli's an odd dude because, and you know what? So is Rivers for that matter, because they'll give you a year where you think, yeah, this guy is just, he stinks.
Yeah, and then they come back.
And then the next year he's fantastic. So
if you got fantastic Eli and fantastic Phillip Rivers,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely you're a Super Bowl contender. Let's try Joey. Get some odds going. What's up, Joey?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Okay, so what are the odds if they end up playing the Spurs beat the Warriors? And I'll get off. So, yeah.
Well, Fred and I are going to have different answers for this. I'll let you go first, Fred.
All right, you go first.
10%.
25%.
It's very low, in my opinion.
I mean, I still think
they're the only team that has a double digits.
Yeah, but I think 25% is more realistic. Hell, they could possibly break the Bulls' record.
Yeah, they might, yeah,
and nobody's going to talk about it because the Warriors are running away with everything. All right, let's try. We had a bunch of one of the odds up here. Let's blast through a few. Drew, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir. John, could you put Drew on real quick to do his what are the odds?
I was just wondering, what are the odds that Calvin Johnson has played his last snap? Y'all were just talking about him. I'm just curious if you guys think he's actually finished or this is just a ploy.
Yeah, I'm kind of buying that he's done. I mean, I may be wrong, but, you know,
it's 80-20. I could see him sitting out a year and then deciding he wants to play again.
Yeah, but you remember everybody said that about Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
Like, just people couldn't imagine that Barry Sanders would walk away when he was so good. But, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's – I tend to – I'd make the odds that he's not coming back higher, considerably higher than – I'd say 85-15. But I still think there's about a 15% chance he still plays.
What do I got going on here, John?
Pajama gram.
What do you like to say, Fred?
I like PJs.
But that's not what the word is. I mean, if you had to put it in gram form, what
pajama.
What do you go with?
Pajama.
Oh, well, the room is split. So we'll go pajama gram, whatever you want to call it, guys. Valentine's Day is this Sunday. I'm going to tell you about pajama gram. They've got the hidden secret pajamas, perfect for Valentine's Day. Share a secret with the one you love. It's got a little something for her, a little something for you. That's what Valentine's Day is all about, because dudes are selfish. And we like you, and we like you to, you know, do those things you do. But at the end of the day, we're trying to make ourselves happy too. And, you know, the hidden secret pajamas, it's comfy, it's elegant, but it's also got some softly draped lace in the back, the fall away black lace that shows off a little skin. And it's a secret only the two of you are going to know about. Delivery is guaranteed for Valentine's Day, but you got to order right now. Go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Give her a pair of hidden secret pajamas only from pajamagram.com. You don't have to rip. You don't have to rip. You don't have to wrap either. Every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.